Hello everybody, how are you doing? This is your girl, your host for Cultivating the Lux Lifestyle Podcast, Veronica Chanel. I am also the creator and the host of the live stream show that multi-streams on YouTube, Facebook Live, as well as Periscope called The Lady Boss Show. So what exactly is Cultivating the Lux Lifestyle Podcast is all about? Cultivating means we are creating, we're forming a lifestyle that's luxury to you. We're taking our lifestyle and putting it on the lux level. So what is luxury? Luxury is whatever you define luxury as. It's not according to Instagram. It's not according to celebrities or billionaires or people who don't know how to give back to society. Lux lifestyle is a luxury, comfortable level that you are satisfied with, and it should be a level that you are above currently. You should be striving for a level to go above than what you already are. So this podcast, what we like to discuss on this podcast and the interviews that I like to have is always pertaining to these three areas. It's pertaining to lifestyle, entertainment, and business. So whenever I have a discussion, whenever I have an interview, it's going to be hitting on these three areas. These are the three foundations, the pillars of this podcast, and it's also of the Lady Boss Show. You can see that as like the three wise men. Now, let's get into this show. Let me get into this podcast and stay tuned because there's something else I want to tell you. Listen up. Hello, what's up everybody? It's your girl, your homegirl, Veronica Chanel, producer and host of The Lady Boss Show. I bid you greetings from the land of Facebook Live. No, I'm just playing. The Lady Boss Show streams weekly on Facebook Live, Periscope, and YouTube. I am excited to tell you guys something about my new journey, a new platform that I'm embracing. Every Wednesday starting October 16th around 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time Zone, I want you to join me on iWorship 96 FM for what? For a lunchtime flow with the Lady Boss Show. I will be there to inspire, to empower you, and to help you get through the rest of the day until 5 o'clock hits, right? So if you want to be featured on Lunchtime Flow with the Lady Boss Show, make sure you complete the form at the bottom of this page in its entirety. And you want to make sure too that you're active on social media. Get your product, your business, your service, your personal brand in front of 4 million listeners in 30 countries on this amazing Stellar Award nominated station. Smooches, everybody. Topic for discussion is making moves. When I went to New York City some time ago for New York Fashion Week, I ran into a young lady who is from New York City like me. She's from one of the boroughs, and she had a phrase. It's a northern talk. She was talking to her family member and she said, okay, I gotta go, we're making moves. So the title of this discussion is making moves. Which means, for those of you who may not know, I like that. Making moves, which means I'm getting ready to do something. You know, we got to get to work. I'm getting ready to make something happen. But I wanna leave a thought with everyone. You feel free to go to the Lady Boss Show Facebook page, and you can go and leave your comments there for a discussion of what are your thoughts about what I'm getting ready to talk about making moves. You know how so many people get into different things, organizations, social group, you take classes, you try to do this, you try to do that, and what you're doing is not really causing you to be productive overall. It's not pushing you towards making money. So I want you to think about is what you're doing is going to be profitable to you personally or spiritually or in your business in the long run. For an example, on the Periscope platform, I'm a live streamer. I'm thankful to be on the radio, but I'm a live streamer as well. And so on the Lady Ball Show, I'm multi-stream. Okay, Facebook, Periscope, YouTube, right? It's a live show at the moment. I remember going on Periscope and watching a young lady. I'm not going to say her name or her handle because I don't want to put her out there like that. And she would just talk about, come watch me do the mannequin challenge. Harry come in, share. She was just acting some kind of way. And I'm just sitting there looking at her like, why somebody got to share? She said, share, follow. She was basically to want people to share her stuff, follow. She want to share for the views, follow me for the numbers, and give me hearts. For you to do the mannequin challenge? Do y'all remember the mannequin challenge when it was trending? Let's pause for the calls. I don't think doing a mannequin challenge live on Periscope would be a good thing because we see you moving and talking in the beginning. And then what you're going to do, just freeze in midair. And, you know, I was looking at her. I think I did share because I felt sorry for her. I retweeted it on my Twitter. But nobody else did. And she kept saying it over and over again. Nobody shared. Nobody else did anything. And she made a face. She stopped saying anything. She just stopped in midair. And her face was like, I read her face. She was like, why nobody's not sharing? She saw I retweeted and that was it. Because I felt sorry for her. And she just eventually cut her live stream off. She never did the mannequin challenge. I think she felt whoever else was watching her, I think she must have picked up on their vibe and said, oh, let me get off of this. It was, I'm going to go ahead and say it was kind of foolish. She thought about doing that before she pressed the live button, okay? She thought about that. And I don't know why she did that. What was her purpose? But she made a move. It wasn't a wise move, but she made a move. How is doing the mannequin challenge going to grow your base, your customer base? How does that affect your accounting statements or records or books? You know, you can connect with people without doing that. You can grow your email list without doing that. You know, once they become more and more comfortable with you, you know, they get more accustomed to you, you know, that's when they'll start following you. That's when they'll start listening to you. That's when they'll start engaging with you. When I first started the Lady Ball Show, the very first episode, different ones ran in because it was brand new. And they was wondering, like, what in the world is Veronica doing? Because Veronica did this, like, all by herself without no super-duper team. It's just me and Jesus, just me and God, me and Yahweh, me and Jehovah and the angels. and that's it. And he gave me the colors. I saw pink. I kept seeing pink, like a cute little baby girl pink all of a sudden. I kept having some dreams and different things. I don't want to discuss those dreams because it's more than just the Lady Ball Show. And I would wake up and I'd be like, what in the world? And so when I saw pink and he started giving me the marketing and all this, I went to work. I made a move. I didn't really make a move with the Lady Ball Show until God really dealt with me. And then it took some time. I was going live every week. It still took some time. And then after a while, I started getting certain type of guests. How many of you know when you start doing good, after you make the move and you start doing good and you start getting some guests that they thought that you would never be able to get, and then they see how you are, they see the whole setup and they see what you're talking about. Sometimes when you show people what's in you, they kind of back up a little bit. They don't want to engage that much. They don't want to share, but it's okay. You made the move. See, when God gave me that marketing strategy, he gave it to me. When he showed me pink, he showed me pink. He didn't show everybody pink. And then when I made a move, I'm not just making it for one thing. I have a goal in mind. And I'm cautious of, Lord, I don't know if I should do this. God, I don't know if I should do this. Everything that I do, I try to let it be able to help me spiritually and naturally on earth. I want it, I want God to be with me. I want him to order my footsteps and lead the way. Because if he order your footsteps and lead the way, you're going to be all right. Every door will fly open. Every window will fly open. And you won't be looking like that young lady who went on Periscope talking about, watch me do the mannequin challenge. That's not, that wasn't wise. I don't know if she went live more, you know, after that. I don't remember, I don't see her anymore on Periscope. I'm not saying that she don't. She may, but it's amazing. I have not seen her since then. It's like she just cut it completely off. And I noticed when I went back to try to watch the replay that day, she deleted it. So I retweeted something that she eventually deleted. So if you go on Twitter and they delete the broadcast, it becomes unavailable. So something must have hit her that she just say, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm not going to do this. I said all that to say this. Whatever move you make in this season in your life, make sure it's a good move. See, it's like chess. It's like checkers. I'm not a chess player. I'm a checkers player. I used to play it all the time with my sister, Melissa, when we was little. And she would, I used to get upset in the beginning because I wasn't as good as her. I'm the youngest out of everybody and the shortest out of everybody. I don't know why I'm the shortest. And I'm the only one that was born in a different month than everybody else. But anyway, that makes me even super duper cute and special. Because Leo's rule, bam, I said it. So I said all that to say this, that make sure whatever you're doing, it pushes you to where you need to go. Don't make a move and you're looking like, oh my God. Now, I'm not saying to feel bad if you made a mistake. How many people made mistakes with music? How many people made mistakes in their image? How many times you made a mistake in business? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about these moves of like this. Periscope, there are some people are so interested in getting over 1 million or 2 million hearts. How much money do you get for 1 million and 2 million hearts if you get it on Periscope? I don't know. I'm on Periscope. If they change the rule, I don't know anything about it. How much money, they're so interested in getting so many followers and 50,000 or 5,600 views. How much money do you get? Do they pay you for that? I do know they have this like super broadcaster thing and they have this super hearts thing. But overall, what does that do to your income statement? What does that do to your accounting books? Can you present that to the accountant when it's time to do your taxes? That's what I'm talking about. That's the angle I'm coming from. So if you made a mistake in business and you messed up, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about being caught up into something that don't do anything to your profit line. It doesn't do anything overall. It doesn't propel you. Your lifestyle has not shifted. So don't get caught up in making a move of, I want to do this, I want this, I want to get that. But once you get those 2 and 3 million hearts, then what? The season I'm in right now is, okay, I already done waste this, already done waste that. I don't have time to be distracted. So while you over there doing whatever, I'm over here making moves because I'm trying to shift my whole entire lifestyle. I can't do the same thing and look for something different. It's like what the Christ said. You can't put new wine in old bottles. So whatever move that you're making in this season in your life, agree with me or disagree. Go to Facebook. You're going to look for the graphic that's entitled Topic Discussion from iWorship 96. Is FM is making moves. Feel free to leave your comments there. But that's my little thought, my little nugget I want to drop. And I like that. I like that. That's, to me, that's Northern talk because I'm in the South and I don't hardly ever hear anybody say making moves. I hardly ever hear anyone say that down in the South. They probably do. But I don't, when she said that, I was like, you know, oh snap. I am truly home. So that's all I have for as far as pertaining to that topic at this moment. I want to leave a thought. I want you to start thinking about that, everybody. Okay. And you know what? Feel free to follow me. Instagram. I'm on Instagram. Look for I_LadyVeronica. That is my Instagram account. When you see my pretty picture. And you can also check out the Lady Boss shows on Instagram as well. All right. Smooches, y'all.